Welcome to the Mana Pool, the Geek.io Dungeons and Dragons 5th Edition Live Play Podcast.
Hello and welcome, friends, to the Mana Pool, your Geek.io Live Play Role-Playing Podcast. I'm CJ, there's Raul, there's Josh, there's Carrie, there's Rachel, there's Dale, and there's Felix.
We're not in a library this time.
Yeah, so it could be loud.
Craggle slash.
Not too loud.
Last time on the show, we found there's remnants of another Garruk.
It's okay.
Garruk is on fire.
Maybe at one point in time.
On fire.
There's another Garruk that we saw. Valfreya popped a lady boner for it. And the race names are really bad, Josh. Not bad that what you've created, just my recollection of them.
Are you
the
talking?
Onurek.
A horny woman came in, busted up the walls, and
a hornless woman.
Horny woman.
Horns were broken off.
Hey, so she wasn't a horny woman. Fine.
An unhorny woman.
Okay. All right.
Let me just put it this way. You wouldn't want that even if she were.
Calabras admitted his true feelings.
I did?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're his friends.
He called us his friends.
Yeah, we're Calabras's friends.
And Calabras,
magic is necromantic.
He had a friend of his own that wasn't like a fictional or a made up one.
Hey, Savath is not fictional.
Yeah, he's very real. Legendary unto him. All right. Yeah,
where is he? Because he just let Frogwall wander off to the freaking.
That's a good question.
Or did he actually started holding a lecture?
Is he still at the tournament?
You're like, I swear,
well,
I brought a bear here.
Somebody had to win first place.
Yeah, Frogwall was getting too big for his britches, Savoth's like, hold my beer.
No.
Listen here,
but,
bear.
But not to
hold
be
better.
Hold my bow. Because he needs that.
Yeah, we didn't find out how Fraggle lost. It was a boxing glove arrow, just straight to the face.
I can't
kill him? No. Fine.
K.O. Yeah, you guys make your way back from the campus towards your home away from home, the Silva's Hand.
Yeah.
As you walk along the streets, you notice it is starting to get a little bit darker. The streetlights are starting to come on. They're pretty. You have, glowing blue crystal casting light across the streets, basically. So it adds a nice sort of a civilized feel.
Okay.
That you don't have to worry about walking around by, torchlight, basically. Or they don't have to worry about lighting lamps. Everything's done for them, essentially. They can focus on other things like keeping the streets clean, stuff like that. It makes everything feel that much nicer. And it helps that, you can actually see where you're going anywhere you're going. Fair. You don't have to worry about hitting that one cobblestone that's out of place and crashing into a dark alley and things happening. Damn rats.
No, that already happened. We make the dark alley a little bit darker that day.
I'm lost at that. Are you talking about the Halloween episode? I'm confused.
Yes. No. I'm talking about what we did yesterday when you went in. Or was that earlier today?
Nani.
No, when you went and attacked the shady dude.
I attacked the shady dude.
I think you're talking about the Halloween episode.
I think you are talking about
I'm getting games mixed up. Sorry.
I have purposely not attacked anybody, sir. I don't know what you were insinuating.
Oh, sorry. My bad. I'm getting games mixed up. Felix knows.
I remember what he's talking about.
One person understands.
Different game. Carry
Don't
on.
Rub it in, Raoul, okay? It's not fair. Dale,
can you sing songs about everything that happens on the podcast? Because that was awesome.
Dale does reviews.
I
would pay for a Twitch subscription to see that happen.
Well, Dale sings things. Dale sings things. I want to see if that's available.
All right. So,
anyways, so the gigantic nerd is not really all that bothered by the magic lights. She kind of seems like she's seen these before. She's definitely taken a look at them. Like, okay.
Yeah. So that's how they work.
Indeed. But not like this is something she's seeing for the first time.
Yeah, even Kai, who's, you know, a little bit taken aback, because automatic, yeah, he's seen floating magic lights before, because, well, he's been in cities handing in bounties and shit. But yeah, automatic, I'm like, huh, this is okay then.
It's advanced. It's nice. Yeah.
It's good to see people with decency.
Okay. So
they're pretty too.
Yeah, they are.
There you go.
Which is the most important part.
So as we're walking down the path from the college, and kind of the road splits off, and I'm assuming the rest of the group is going.
So Sylvia is coming with us.
I am going to grab something to eat, because it's been a long day, and I typically don't meet this many people in a day. I think I've kind of hit my social calendar for the day. Plus, also, I have...
rusted her spoons.
Exactly. My spoons are all rusted, and it's time to recharge my batteries. So I'm going to leave you fellow people. What's the plan for tomorrow? Are you guys up to anything tomorrow?
Belfreya will just hold up her giant stack of books.
I plan to read all of these again.
Sylvia just smiles.
If you are interested in our interactions tomorrow, you may want to just come by here.
Okay.
Just going to put it that way.
Okay. I will be up and about, not early. I got some homework I need to get done.
I give her my room number.
It's Thursday tomorrow, apparently.
I give her my room number, and I'm like, just come by anytime.
Come up and see me sometime.
I don't sleep late.
Okay.
You won't sleep at all.
I sleep at all.
Great, I'm going to get more shipping emails. Apparently, I'm just banging the entire team.
Yeah, we've gone from a shipping triangle to a shipping trapezoid.
A shrimping trapezoid!
Yeah, it's oddly shaped and hazardous to Carrie's health.
And we're now a geometry podcast. Welcome.
Hello and welcome.
Welcome to the triangle.
I was gonna say shipping quadrangle, but then I decided trapezoid is more fun to say.
It is, and it kind of
trapezoid wears his hair like underwear. Trapezoid.
Anyway, so I told Kai, all right, looking forward to it. You seem like a fun bunch.
That's a word.
Those were multiple words. Anyway, I better let you guys have some rest.
All right, you too, Sylvia. Thanks for nice meeting you. We will see you tomorrow, maybe.
Maybe. And I kind of cheerfully walk. Saunter, thank you. Down towards the port area where there's a nice little bar/restaurant place that I can have some dinner. Din din's at some wings, because I promised myself wings, god damn it, and I'm a grown.
Well, you deserve wings. Right.
I promised my stomach wings, and I want wings, damn it.
Yeah, I mean, she's already got the breasts.
Well done. Well done.
I'm surprised that that didn't get a goddamn it from Felix. Oh, maybe it did. He's muted.
I've been saying stuff this whole time, apparently.
I'm just an idiot. Ladies and gentlemen, Felix is on the show. Yay!
So what have you been saying, Felix?
I don't remember anymore.
That train of thought has left the station.
Seriously.
Chew, motherfucking chew.
Chew, chew.
So on that note, with the intrepid Miss Hughes leaving your premises and getting herself some seafood down by the seashore.
Wait, seafood has wings in the world?
It does on this planet.
It does on this planet. Plus, she can turn wings into seafood if she so desired. Do I have to do a check on that? I don't.
I mean, let's be fair. She uses explosions. Anything can be flying food.
Right? Really? Flying food. On the seashore.
Exactly. You guys make it back into the immediate vicinity of the hand. You notice, obviously, the building is illuminated, like most of them are. You can see lights in the windows. It's odd, but also comforting to see so many buildings in the city illuminated, but not by flickering candlelight, hearth light, thing like that. It's just a steady glow. And as you get back into the premises of the hand, you start hearing the expected din of, well, life around a gathering point like an inn. The, you know, clang, another round over here, you know. As you open the doors into the establishment, you see the common room has filled up pretty nicely. It is one of the nicer establishments in the area, so you do see a sizable number of people occupying the various tables, sitting at the bar, laughing, talking, enjoying their meals. The general size of the group is what is causing most of the audible volume from outside, but you notice that they're not speaking too loudly as a sign of respect, because at the moment you'll notice that the proprietor has moved from behind the counter where he was standing when you first checked in and is occupying a large cushion on a raised dais in the center of the common room and is currently playing music on a very large, unusual instrument that most of you will not be familiar with, as it is one that is very distinct to the Silva because it requires their omnidexterity to play.
Okay.
So this is a four-limbed instrument.
Well, three, because they do have to keep balance with one leg on the ground. But they are using both of their hands and a foot to play this instrument. And the complexity of sound that it can produce is quite entrancing.
Ooh, that is nice sound.
That's awesome.
Fragu just goes up and just like,
music soothes the savage beast.
In this moment, all I'm seeing out of character is Koopa's followers in Super Mario Brothers on the elevator.
Get out of my head, Rachel.
Oh my god, that's bad.
Rachel's in Mouse Head.
Oh, the Goombas. That movie. So bad.
Movie's a thing of gold.
So good.
It really is.
Sorry, Raul. That's all that just jumped. I'm like,
yeah, that's a movie that transpass. That's a movie that just goes, hey, this movie is shit, and just passes that up. Like, okay, bye. To where it's so much fun to watch it with other people.
Yeah, it's a very interesting instrument, especially up close, because it combines elements of both like a sitar style instrument with a harp and also a slide guitar.
Ooh.
So obviously there is no real world equivalent to sound I can actually play for you guys. Just imagine that it's very nice.
Nodding head back and forth. I like this.
Sir, the Goombas are dancing again.
I spin Amy around a few times.
Beep. happy. Amy is happy.
And it should be pretty obvious, but I will have to point out the proprietor is just even more happy and jovial than usual. It's very clear that he probably could perform for audiences on a professional level, just listening to the quality and the complexity of the music he's playing. But something about the way he's smiling and making small talk with the people while he's working everything over, that he would miss doing it in this kind of environment.
Yeah.
Something about the very social aspect of it that he can really just immerse himself into. And you really get the feeling that he's just kind of at home. He's in his happy place. And it really just helps add to the overall calming aura that it's putting out.
Fair. Yeah, I kind of lead Amy off to dance with her a little bit just to let her get her giggles off.
But yeah, you guys are free to relax and unwind for the evening. They are, you know, serving the dinner menu. You have quite a wide variety of meats, fishes, vegetables that you can choose to order from. The kitchen isn't shy about, you know, catering to dietary needs, special tastes, weird requests.
May I have that animal there? Oh, yeah. How many slices? No, that animal.
That animal.
Can I have the whole
thing? That animal.
Do you want us to, like, fry it for you?
How do you want it cooked? Just give it a good scare.
I do a similar thing. Like, so you guys have probably noticed, especially since he has started messing with plant life a little bit more. Like, you remember how most druids, because they can become humans, eat nothing but, or because most druids can become animals, they don't eat any animals because they know how they feel. You notice how Kai used to eat a lot of meat, now eats nothing but meat.
Give me all of the meats.
Because he knows what it feels like to be a vegetable. I have been inside a tree's head when it died.
What about carbs? Like dinner rolls and stuff.
Oh yeah, they're good.
Grain doesn't have any feelings. It's grain dead.
God.
Yes! There it goes.
Dead.
It's not an episode of Manipool without making Felix go, God damn it.
That was me.
Right. Oh, well, no, actually, well, that was Rao, but I like the
Are
fact that
well, they all look alike.
We haven't.
That's racist.
I heard Felix
show bits. Yeah.
Essentially, it's like, yeah, grains are fine. It's whatever. Grains don't have feelings.
God damn it.
That's racist.
I know.
Get no, it's racist. I wish you guys listening at home could see Felix and Raul's cameras. It brings warmth and joy to my heart.
I'm getting dizzy just shaking my head so hard.
God damn it.
There it is. There's your audible god damn it, Carrie.
Yeah, it's one
anyway.
Thing you hear the god damn it in the soul. Oh, jeez. Yeah, so, yeah. I eat lots of meat with Fraggle, but mine's cooked, like super cooked. Like I don't like mine bloody at all.
I dig and do it no pink for you, brother. There's no problem.
Thank you. Yeah, no pink. I do not want to hear that thing move at all.
I'm going to have a tasty but healthy dinner. Nice big pot of black tea. You know, caffeine. And then once I've eaten, stretched a little bit, I'm gonna go bring my books and check on Remy.
You wanna ask Remy if I can borrow a finger? Hey Remy, give me a hand.
No. If you... There's no borrowing. If you bring it in there, it's not coming back.
I know. Hey, Remy, give me a hand with my research, please.
But yeah, overall, it's a very pleasant evening. Like I said, a pretty decent crowd in here. You see, you know, some of the guards, some of the locals, some other adventurers like yourselves. Just, you know, talking, laughing, having a good time.
I ask one of the guards if they know a guy named Thursday.
God damn it.
He works at the academy.
Such a nice guy.
You know, I did basic training with him. He's an odd one, that Thursday.
Yeah, I've heard him. He's real strict.
Thursday.
He twitches. I've heard he twitches at 10 p.m. on Thursdays at...
And I hear he has a Discord server, an entire Discord server.
Oh, Thursdays.
Anyway.
Yeah, what's Calabras doing?
Not making puns because he's not fun.
They're probably doing some maintenance on his armor and weapons.
I'm guessing that your dinner is not going to be downstairs with all of the people.
No, that'd be an awful idea.
I want to see him eat.
I don't.
I want to see him eat.
Why are you going to make it weird?
I have confronted you like 12 times about just wanting to see your face. Now I want to see you eat.
Stop making it weird.
Too late. The shippers are already on it.
No.
You make it seem weird. I just want to watch a man eat.
That's creepy.
No, it's not. Not where I come from. Don't be offensive. I'm going to eat this grain because fuck grains.
Yeah, it's called Instagram.
I don't know about you, but I'm imagining this happening in character and the people next to you are just giving you the side eye like, what the fuck are these people on about?
Right. You don't need to put the about in there.
Listen yep. Here. People on the moon just watch people eat, I think.
We probably do.
That's Instagram. So anything specific other than food, rest, checking on Remy?
No.
Well, definitely going to give the innkeeper a good round of applause for his awesome music.
Yeah, I'm keeping Amy entertained with my own entertainment as well. Like, just making sure she is happy because she seems to be real sad and grumpy lately. So.
Actually, are there like breaks in the music, or does he just keep going?
There's interludes when he's, you know, switching songs, things like that, tuning.
Is there like an opportunity to talk to him, or is he fully zoomed in on what he's doing?
He loves talking to people.
Okay. What's the instrument called? It's beautiful.
This be the voice.
Voice.
It's absolutely stunning.
Thank you, sister. It belonged to my mother. Very dear to me. She's the one who'd be teaching me how to play.
This guy is my new favorite thing ever.
I think I needed to roll one.
She did an amazing job. I'm sure she'd be proud.
Ah, she is. She is. And that's right, Mama. Ah, Maya.
I'll wave in the direction the voice came from.
I love this.
You see a large brown skinned hand with a lot of whitish fur. You can tell it probably was more of a reddish brown at one point in time, but Mama's getting up there in years. But you see that in a smiling face poke out of the kitchen. It's no wonder the food is so amazing here.
It's Mama's cooking. Seriously. Yeah,
very good food. Mm.
Delicious.
Though I had to smack it a couple of times from eating the salad. But all's good.
Salad, not Felix too, Freckle. We've been through this.
My main is trying to eat the side salad. You said you wanted it rare, brother.
Yeah, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that.
I glare at the cow. Stop it. I know that one. Fraggle will kill it before I do. I take out my hatchet. I made that one!
Hey, if we're ever stranded in a desert, Kai can grow us some food.
I, that's literally what I can do. And it's not even that hard for me. I can take it as long as it, because I can't create something. As long as it exists at all, I can make it whatever the hell I want to, including change it from like a cactus to like a cabbage.
But why do you need to change a cactus? It's already the quenchiest.
I mean, fair.
It's the quenchiest.
Cactus.
Maybe it's a friendly mushroom cloud.
But yeah, I'll, you know, mushroom. Thank the innkeeper for his time and excuse myself to go see how our good friend is doing.
Get back to that. Well, I suppose not up to the room. We'd be over to the room.
Yeah.
Ground floor and whatnot. Remy's still there. Nothing has changed about that. There's no large hole in the side of the wall or anything like that. He's still going over your notes very carefully. Well, I mean, I don't really have any books handy, oddly enough.
Yes, we do. We have System for Ophthalmic Dispensing.
That'll work. Yeah, it's Bronx. Very much a sort of drag one large finger across the page very lightly to turn it, possibly miss some things in the process, and then have to back over.
Oh.
But he's doing his best because you can tell he's very much trying to be very careful.
Oh.
I see those are interesting for you. I'm glad.
Information.
I'm sorry, I did not hear what you just said.
Information is useful.
Well, I brought some more. Hold up the stack of books.
He just sort of nods. He's not quite sure what to make of it. He's still a little frazzled, shall we say.
That's okay.
He's frazzled.
Nah.
Yes.
I thought it was a good one.
I don't know. Everyone seems to be pretty polar about it.
That face you just made.
Anyway.
That's his contemplating going on the killing spree.
Yeah, that's what that is.
And I'm glad he's in Texas.
There's an event in Atlanta, Georgia, coming up on the calendar.
There we go.
Yay, Dale, take a thing. But yeah, I will pull out my notes so far and start going over stuff with my friend.
Story time with Remy.
Exactly.
Sounds like a grand old time. He is very eager to receive information, so.
And I have quite a bit of it at my disposal currently, so I'm happy to have some learning slash bonding time. Not to mention he's probably bored out of his goddamn mind sitting in a room all day by himself, and he deserves a little company.
Yeah, about that.
Uh-oh.
You gotta figure, as long as he's been alive,
Yeah, he doesn't. A couple a day probably isn't going to bother him too much.
True. Still, Team Mom wants new friend to not be left alone 24/7.
At this point, I want Fragu to walk in. He's going to walk in saying, "Hey, Remy, we're going to need to borrow a hand."
No.
The whole thing?
No.
Then
just
how
a finger.
A finger?
There's no borrowing. If you give something to them, they will keep it. Would you like to give them your hand?
I said, Remy, give me a hand. I know he's not going
to. Wait, if you give them a hand, they'll have to give you a hand back?
Yes.
No, I'm saying that if Fragul gives the Academy Remy's hand, it's a donation. They're not giving it back. They're going to keep it.
What did we? How about we loan it to them?
They won't give it back. They are a world power, and we are a bunch of random people off of the street. Even if we wanted,
I come from the woods.
Yes, exactly. If we wanted to enforce the terms of a loan, we have nothing to back it up with.
We have this. I hold up my sword.
They have... You saw the people in armor, didn't you?
Yes.
They have them.
Calabas can take them.
It's true. I can.
Remy? Mm-hmm. If anybody asks you to give them pieces of you, please do not under any circumstances acquiesce.
It's too
affirmative.
Thank you.
Think about Remy's opinion on this, but what if he wants to help?
So, just Remy, do you remember anything?
Invalid inquiry.
Fragu just like
that's a no. Huh? That's what that is. That's a no. It's a no.
Is
well,
is that what that means?
You're asking him if he remembers anything. What do you think would happen if you went to Google, typed in anything, and hit search?
Or if all you searched was the Boolean operator for wild card.
If you type anything into Google, it's a song by Jay-Z, apparently.
Thank you, Dale. Thank you.
Not helpful, Dale. Not
I
helpful.
Knew there was a reason
no,
why.
No, that was extremely helpful.
Well, I'm fresh out of ideas. What do you guys think?
I say we break in the good old-fashioned way.
What? How would we do that, Calabres?
We have a sneaky wolf person. I'm sure he could break in.
Or we could ask the extremely high-ranking person that we made friends with. So I do have a possible idea for getting us to see the own.
Question, why do we need to see the broken one when we have a working one right here?
Science.
Maybe that was related to Remy.
As Kai and Amy enter the room,
apparently.
That's okay. Fine. No. We were still in the tavern, but we're there.
I mean, that's how a lot of scenes tend to go. Sometimes people are discussing things. X character just shows up. What did I miss? Oh, I'm just gonna jump right in.
Basically,
like if I had a book every time I've seen an RPG do that.
What are we talking about?
Let's see. Calabras wants to break into the big library place.
I feel like it's something we could do.
What end?
Are we not going to Valfreya? I adore you. You know that, right?
You know this is not my idea or the thing I want to do, right?
I know. However, I think all of your ideas of even getting to the Garrick are highly misaligned with the actual issue here.
I wasn't talking about getting to the Garrick. I was talking about getting to the Own.
I'm talking about getting to that black smoke thing that damn near killed us before, and we need to figure out what happened with it before it spreads in the place that has one of the highest populations, if not the highest population, on this entire planet.
Exactly. And where was the black mist seen?
Near the Own.
What was that? I couldn't hear you.
Sounded like something deflating.
Yeah, I didn't quite catch that. Could you say that again?
If we can't use what we have, because I don't know if she is going to give us any assistance at all in this, to be completely honest.
No, but we do have an authority on entropic energies in our...
Hey, yo, that's me. That's who I am. It's me.
If we can get them to believe that Calabras is a scholar on such things without revealing any other names that anybody in our group may or may not have, it's possible that they will allow us an inspection for academic purposes.
Proving himself to be a scholar probably isn't one of them. No offense.
He doesn't need...
Okay.
I'm not offended.
I mean, just showing he can... Calabras, do you have any ideas for a non-threatening demonstration of your expertise? Rather, I know that you wouldn't mean it as threatening, but a demonstration that a bunch of librarians wouldn't consider threatening.
Do you want him to bring back a bunch of gerbils or something?
I could do it.
I'm wondering where you would be getting the gerbils.
What about some dead birds?
What do you think is in the armor?
Just some.
I'm actually just a bunch of gerbils stacked on top of each other.
It's Nosferatu 1, Nosferatu 2, Nosferatu 3.
Yes! God damn it. Perfect. It's perfect.
To be fair, the scholars of Tolvera, while, yes, the vast majority of them are kindred spirits of mine in the books department, they do acknowledge the use and benefit of more practical applications.
Practical and application? Can I show them my sword skills?
That's not what she means. It's not.
No, I'm impressed that you knew what that meant.
I'm smart sometimes.
As the conversation just grinds to a halt, as everybody stares in awe at Fragul.
Well, it does share a root with practice, so... But anyway, the fact that Lisai was so willing to express confusion over the subject leads me to believe that the typical scholars of note in the community are probably not coming up with much. If we can offer them an alternative kind of expert, they may be willing to hear what he has to say, getting us close enough to the own to figure out more about the mist.
It's a decent plan, I have to admit.
Still don't wonder if having a hand of Remy would necessarily be a bad idea. as a backup. Because we've seen Remy fight, it's not really with his hands.
Yeah, do you want to give up your hand?
If it served the greater good, sure.
Hey, Kai, can you do your magic thing and replace his hand if we take it?
I probably could, to be completely honest, if he didn't mind having a wooden hand.
He cannot replace it as it is now, if that's what you're asking.
No, he's made of greater things than that, but I can create an alternative. I am honestly, and I'm not saying this as an attempt to harm our friend as I look at Remy. Please do not take it as such. I am honestly thinking of any methods that we can possibly use to get what we need to get. Remy, if you were to detach one of your body parts and say we gave it back to you, would you be able to reattach it?
Cannot confirm at this time.
Also, they won't give it back, and even if they do, they're still going to want to know where we got it.
Science, murder hobos, whatever you want to call it.
Lasai did mention that she might be able to help get us access to the own. Between her and Calabras, I'd like to try that avenue first.
And for the record, it would have been the last option that I took. However, keeping it in a single place would be, making it a single trip is beneficial. And also making it, if we needed to be a little bit more aggressive with getting it back, we may be able to before anybody else is further alerted to things.
From what I'm understanding, let me help you with that hand.
Basically, yes.
Okay. Remy, can you hold out your hand real quick?
No, no. That's the reason why I asked him if he could replace it if we took it.
Isn't that what you were saying?
I would not go and do any of this without everybody's approval, including Remy's.
Well, yeah, I'm asking if I can chop his hand off.
Well, yes, you can. However, you may not.
It might not be best to argue that point of grammar at the moment.
Being as literal as possible here. It is not
okay.
A good thing.
Put my sword down. Call me when you need me.
Call me when you need to cut somebody's hand off.
It is, I'm not speaking as a aggressive thing towards our friend. Please do not misconstrue my intentions, Valfreya.
Your course of action is ill-advised.
That is fair.
I'm going to go back downstairs and listen to the music.
You are downstairs.
Wait. Oh, yeah, that's right. Remy's...
He's got a ground floor room. He's a big boy.
Oh, okay. So what do you guys want to do? I mean, were we going to head back to the library place?
No, Amy and I are going to head back to the academy anyway. I need to look through their astrology lab for further things, and coming at nobody's surprise, it's more active at night. So that is what I'm going to be doing as soon as we decide our course of action here.
I doubt that the people in charge of inspecting the own will be present tonight. It's probably just going to be guards. Why don't we... You go to the lab with Amy. I'll review my notes here. Tomorrow we can see about talking to Lysaia and getting in to see Leon. She sounded pretty optimistic that she could get us in there.
And while we're there, we'll scout out guards as well. Since, I mean, we're going to be there anyway. Again, strictly as a secondary option.
Ooh, Fragu has idea.
Yes, Fragu.
Remy, is there any way, do you have anything that you can give us? That's not part of your body? Snapping.
You hear a slight snapping sound, and he holds out a flower that was growing on his shoulder.
Oh, I worked hard on that!
Thank you, Remy, but I'm talking about from your real body.
You're asking him for something that's not from his body, that's from his body.
Yeah, like something that like comes off of his body that's like a byproduct of something.
He doesn't poop dark matter, if that's what you're talking about.
Meanwhile, I don't know. He's been there for hundreds of years. I mean, could he have like a broken part that he doesn't need or something?
Most of him is broken parts right now. He's not in a good state of repair.
All right, that's my idea. I'm tapped.
Hey, Amy, you
cool idea, bro.
You ready to go back look at the telescope, Amy?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
As they depart, you're going to be staying here, right, Valfreya?
Yes.
Calibras, would you like to accompany me to the arena?
I'd rather not.
Oh, come on. It'll be a blast.
Those days are behind me, sadly.
Well, you don't have to fight. I just want to show
he
you
some... He wants someone to see him do good things.
Oh.
I can be useful, honest.
My second place win got
look
me
at me
a...
beat these guys' heads in.
Got he'll me even, a coupon for a private booth.
I guess. All right, fine.
All right. Here, you take this, and we'll go to the Colosseum.
Okay, let's go.
Yay!
Yay! Violence! Okay, so Kai and Amy are heading back to the campus to check out the telescope. Valfrey is staying back at the lodge thing with Remy. Dale's off having a nice dinner by himself. It's very good company.
Story of my life.
We're splitting the party.
We're splitting the party. And
Calibras and his unfortunate ward are heading to the Colosseum.
The ward. Question is, are they going to actually show up together, or is Calibras going to wander off again?
Ooh, look, shiny bright lights.
It's a good question.
Well, as is the simplest of the matters, do you actually go to the Colosseum?
Yeah, I go with them.
Okay. It's violent blood sport. You have a great time, I'm sure.
Hey, I'm all about that. Not really.
You can watch people's, joints be dislocated. It's like, ooh, that's going to be hard to fix.
I'm not sure I'm okay with that.
Be a chiropractor's worst nightmare. Just sidebar.
Fragul gets to fight things again. Drop me a couple of might rolls, Fragul. We'll see how you do this time around in the night fights.
Talking about that, Dale, my chiropractor actually addressed one of the local school boards about how bad middle and high school football is for the students and why they should not be doing it.
I see that. I see that point, but I think football's kind of important, I guess.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Regardless of people's opinions on it, she was obviously like looking out for the best interests of the kids and the school board, looking out for whatever it is.
One more?
You're good. It's usually a three-round ordeal. But you come out pretty evenly matched the first round. You might be able to write it off as not being your best effort considering you just had a big meal. But once you really get roaring in that second round, you put on a good showing for the people. They're happy to see you, your smiling furry face again, soaked in blood as it is.
Still smiling, still furry.
Once again, that third round just proves to be your undoing. Maybe it was the bean burrito.
Oh, jeez.
But you do have to bow out after the third round again. So not quite a first place victory on your second showing in the Coliseum, but still pretty decent.
You should have had your meat scared a second time.
Always have your meat scared the second time.
Hey!
And a third if she's up for it.
Oh. Bad gosh.
Not making that joke.
Right. But, it's a pretty good evening for a Coliseum fight. It's not as much of a turnout as the midday because it is later in the evening. You're not going to get as many of the family fun goers. It's mostly the portside crowd, the sailors and the guardsmen. And
who takes people to a Coliseum for family fun?
When you live in a medieval fantasy setting, everyone.
Also, there might be a couple baby owned in the crowd.
Yeah, kick his ass! I can beat him! I can beat him! Let me at him!
Alright, I return to the private box that Calabras is in. I've got two large, comically large cups of ale, mugs of ale. Here you go, Calabras.
Tonight we drink to my almost victory.
Yes. We shall, excuse me. We shall drown my defeat. Take one giant swig of it.
This is the most awkward day.
I can't take off my helmet to drink.
Yeah, did you bring him a straw?
Why can't you take your helmet off?
Are you actually asking that question right now?
In a private box.
I really don't want to risk it.
It's that episode of Naruto. All of a sudden, in Kai's head, it's that episode of Naruto. I want to see how he drinks!
it's the Kakashi's Mask episode.
Exactly, that's what I was getting at, yes.
Okay, what about this? I take the cup and I start pouring it into the
the
hose of the top of his head.
One of the horns actually detaches and you stick it in the mouth. Like,
this is why I didn't want to. Why I didn't want to come.
Here, this might be of use as Sylvia pops around.
Where
did the movie come from?
This might be of use. That looks a little awkward. Here, have the straw, Sylvia.
her night job, she waitresses at the Coliseum.
Oh, yes!
Either that or she...
It's funny because professors are underpaid by a hell of a lot.
Either that or she's here to, test her creations by putting on a victory display.
She's here to test her creations, but is it real?
But is it real? That's the real question.
It's her creations.
What are you doing here, Sylvia?
Creation.
Thank you, Josh.
It's fighting. Fagul, was that you in the? That was you in the ring.
Yep, that was me. As I like wipe off the blood off my snout. Yeah, it's always the third one. The first two, the first one is my warm up. The second one, I really get going. But the third one has always eluded me.
Oh, That second round, though, you put on a good show.
Yeah, thank you.
Almost magical in a way.
Don't encourage this. Don't encourage.
Sorry, I have to give a man credit where it's due. I didn't see you in the ring.
Oh. Yeah, Calabres, why don't you? I think there's a one-round bout.
The shade.
Go ahead, Calabres, give it. There's a minor fight going on in about 20 minutes.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and stand up and go. Let's do this.
You want to be in the children's games? I'm confused.
I guess that's one way for him to show his expertise.
I mean, anyway, yeah, actually.
No, we're doing this. This is happening.
All right.
He's going to beat the shit out of some people, and it's on your heads.
All your fault.
Yes.
To be fair, these people are signing up to fight. It's not like you're conquering them.
That's true.
It's a very good point.
If you enslave them and have them become your minions, that's a different story.
Yeah, I mean, and you get to see a bunch of children because it's a minor league.
Oh, exactly. And what happens in the ring stays in the ring.
Yeah. The reason why it's minor is that after every bout, you can either choose to continue or retire.
Yeah, what happens in the minor league stays in the minor leagues. Ask Roy Moore.
As Calabras signs up for like the expert match right after it.
Yeah. All right, Josh, what do I need to roll?
Unless you plan on actually fighting with your necromantic magic, give me might.
Fagul, I can see the match, but I have to keep bouncing around. I'll catch up with you guys later.
Don't ask about the bunny tail.
Don't ask about this bunny tail.
No, Felix is the necromancer, not Sylvia.
No, Sylvia has to wear a fur tail as a part of the uniform.
Are you fucking kidding me? That is so lame.
What?
My role. Oh.
It's okay. It's three rounds.
Three rounds.
Okay.
Holy
shit!
There we go.
Hey, we have a winner for dinner.
A winner for dinner.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Winner for dinner.
Yeah, needless to say, round one, you barely managed to scrape by. Probably one of the only things that keeps you in it to the end is your armor. Bless you.
Round two,
and the opponent's case of the sniffles. He wasn't feeling too great, apparently.
Yeah, no, he wasn't.
Round two, you absolutely crush your opponents. It's not even a fair fight, but you don't feel bad considering how the first round went.
It's shit! I can't make this. Okay, I'm gonna do this. Wait, hold on. You're gonna.
Behind the scenes. As he stacks the roster.
Right.
And you're a dead one, and you're a dead one, and you're a dead one.
You enter, whoop, you enter, whoop, you enter, and I enter, and I win. But boss, you're going to throw the match.
So how does the last one go?
The last match is a little closer, but whoever you're fighting is particularly demoralized. Seeing the unspeakable horror you wrought upon your second round opponent, it shakes them enough that you are able to secure victory.
Damn, that went better than what I hoped.
I'm Fregul left the private seat or the private box, and he's like right there at the edge, like cheering, "Go Calabres!
Calabres, kick his ass!
Kick his ass, Calabres! Calabres!"
I love it. It's
but
great.
Needless to say, you have earned the right to have nobody talk smack about you for the rest of the evening.
I didn't see it. I can still talk smack.
This is true. You're seeing stars.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, over at the observatory, you notice it's a nice little gathering of researcher types, you know, using various instruments and the massive telescope in the observatory itself. They are a little bit surprised to see you guys there, but obviously any amount of interest shown in their field is a good thing, so...
I flashed the card and said, you know, I was told to come back. On my way to there, though, I do make some very active looks for guard patrols, anything like that.
Yep, give me some perception.
Yes, sir.
Disgrace.
I like this Philip part. Now that I'm back on the show, this is my favorite part when we roll and I just do the filler.
Amy, are you paying attention to anything too?
Like, I hope so.
Because I rolled a 10. Please, Amy, be paying attention.
Yeah.
Amy, pay attention.
Not having a real good time. You're getting tired as it's getting darker. I am not nearly as tired as you are, apparently. And it seems like, look at that. When the stars come out, I tend to be a little bit more, you know, with it.
Rolls a one.
As this has now become Lady Hawk.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I'm less of a space cadet when the moon is out. Imagine that.
Anyways, yeah, go. That's better.
That's better.
That's way better. There you go. This is Labyrinth.
But yeah, you notice that surprisingly for a, you know, campus of learning, there is a fair amount of guard presence. There are regular patrols throughout the area. You don't quite get down the timing of them, but you know that there are definitely at least two or three detachments of guards. So they probably have this place pretty well covered. It may be more or less so because of what's been going on recently. It's really difficult to tell without extra context. But long story short, there are definitely guards about. It would not be a cakewalk.
Since we are up in the observatory with said large telescope, is there actually windows that are around other than just the open one at the top that we can see out of?
There are other, like, viewing platforms. Obviously, the one that you are most interested in using is the larger telescope, but there are smaller ones for looking out at various points. It's basically designed so that you can look out anywhere across the sky, but use the big telescope for more detailed / further viewings.
Well, no, I'm not saying straight up because Kai is doing majority of that. I kind of am doing the people watching, would like to be doing the people watching thing when I'm not being like, when Kai's not going, hey, look at this, what do you see, blah, 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 blah. Like, and are there actual windows that I can kind of look down at the street and go,
Well, you're mostly only going to be able to see the campus area from the windows themselves, but from the other viewing platforms, it's totally feasible to reposition the smaller telescopes to see pretty much whatever you want.
Okay. So it, like, is possible.
You can see out past the walls. You can see out onto the water. You can get a pretty good view of the castle from here.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to be able to justify the fact that I now see that there's, you know, obvious patrols going on.
Yeah, you would have been watching for the patrols primarily while you were making your way to the observatory itself, but yeah. You can, you know, still keep an eye out for / on them while you guys are using the main telescope.
Okay.
Yeah. So I ask some of the people that I find around there, like, about the research that I found as well. Like, I asked them about the, what they think about the people that have seen, you know, the reports of the extraterrestrial people, and things like that. Trying to see if there's any kind of, like, maybe a subject matter expert or anything like that about, you know, extraplanar activities?
Well, it's a very, very widely debated topic around here. You are certainly in the right space for that. I think most of us, I would say, agree that, well, if you look up at the stars, all those lights out there, we can't possibly be the only things here. So there have been some debates recently as to whether or not the surface of the moon itself is in fact inhabited. There have been notices of some things that may lean toward the suggestion of structures on its surface and not just craters from extraterrestrial impact. You know, things like meteors and whatnot, not like actual crash landings.
Of course.
But
yeah.
Just clarifying GM to player. Yeah. They're not talking about, you know, spaceships clashing from like, you know, meteor impacts and everything like you're going to get with any body out in space.
Yeah.
But yes, for the most part, I would say that all of us here would think to some degree that there have been some degree of visitations, whether it's purely exploratory, purely curiosity. I think pretty much all that lives that is not of bestial intelligence is to some extent curious about the world around it. So,
and, you know, theoretically speaking, scholarly speaking, this is something that I've always been interested in. I just recently made it into town. By the way, I'm Kai. This is my friend Amy. We've always been, shall we say, stargazers. We really enjoy trying to get as much information as we can about the great beyond.
Well, you're certainly in good company there. I mean, even just from an aesthetic standpoint, it is a spectacular view.
It really is.
I question who would not want to look upward, particularly at night. Don't look directly at the sun.
No, that never ends well.
No, that hurts a lot.
What would you say if somebody just kind of, if you just saw a extraterrestrial person? What do you think would happen?
Oh dear, that is more off hours talk for us, I would say, as of course nobody has ever had any meaningful interaction in recent times with anyone who can claim to be from beyond this world. It is purely the stuff of legends that have enough correlation to think that perhaps they may have at one point in time been true, but the daydream, so to speak, of meeting one of these visitors, well, it's a nice thought at least, but I wouldn't even think to know where to begin to start a conversation with them if communication were even possible, as of course, even dialects of the same language will vary from location to location on the continent itself. After all, anyone who has heard a Silva talk knows that they have a very distinct manner of talking. The Baralanks have their own way of talking. The Own have their own way of grunting. I mean, talking.
As the anime flashback to
giggling.
Anime flashback to Valfreya. Would you give up your own hand? Flashback to there. I take out my hatchet and slash my own hand, and green blood starts coming out.
Flashback. FM.
Hi, my name's Kai. I'm an Onharan from the moon.
Stifling a giggle. Space people would be funny.
Yes.
Medic.
They would. So, and I kind of say, so to my original point here, my original point of coming here is Amy and I are actually from a colony on the moon, from a race of people called the Onharan. Amy, my dear.
Yeah.
Would you give them some songs, please?
But you're better. Every time I do that, it gets bright and shiny, and I don't want to do that.
Do that.
Damn it, Kai. So, since Kai's making me, because he's a big fat jerk.
I go, heal my hand. Do it the way that would not replace the skin. Muscle tissue. Show these nerds that our muscles are different.
Thanks, Kai. Make me work.
I am. I'm also making you pull up roll 20 and
I have roll 20 up. If my mouse would not have gone to sleep. I love how he thinks I don't have roll 20 up when I literally just rolled better perception than he did.
I know.
Right, that's I'm true.
Asshole. You,
he
did
only roll a 10 on perception.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Josh, for having your microphone open because Carrie's is muted.
Hey, Josh.
Yes?
Since this is a power that is unique to me, do I get advantage?
Well, what are you attempting to do?
Going to try to regrow Kai's hand with my light magic.
Did well, he slash his hand open or did he slash his
no,
hand
yeah, off? I took my hatchet fully across it.
He
like
whacked his hand off like a twat waffle.
Twat waffle.
Not off, but wounded severely.
In this case, he's a tree waffle.
Tree waffles.
So you didn't amputate your own hand.
No, I did not chop off my own hand. Though, if need be, I would.
I'm just imagining him now, like, coming back to the hotel and be like, hey, Callum, I need me to give you a hand, and just like...
Oh my god!
Also, Glare Valfrey, yes, I would give my own hand!
See?
So, creation roll, please, while I'm stop me bleeding out.
I'm waiting for my...
If you have advantage.
Yeah.
It's a standard roll. You're basically using your usual healing magic. It's not anything different from what you would normally do to patch someone up. It's just making sure it's a little more showy.
Yeah. So I take what is bleeding neon fucking green because Kai's got to be weird. Between my hands, and let's see if the lighting works.
Oh, damn.
Sparkly light shit. All around his hand.
Yeah, that'll start knitting everything back together nicely.
As I start kind of seeing the muscles reform and everything else that he is.
Yeah, she purposely does it in slow motion. And yeah, so I happen to be very knowledgeable about inherent physiology.
Once it finishes and he's got everything back and attached, I kind of go and zap him at the nose. Jackass.
So the normal musculature of a human being is pinkish, reddish, grotious. especially, you know, of the green, their musculature is a lot more, it looks a lot more like roots than it does like just kind of like sinew.
The microphone only picked up like part of that.
Yeah, it literally made it sound like you went, ew.
The problem here is well, I've got to go with this, unfortunately.
GM, wonder what to do next.
Well, no, it's not quite that. Da 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 da. Let's check some things real quick. Da 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 da.
I have a bad feeling I'm going to get a paper bag or a plastic bag thrown over my head or a mask thrown over my face and knocked out and wake up somewhere else.
What are your guys' toughness defenses?
Oh, shit.
That's not a good sign.
No, it's not. 13.
Okay. Da, da, da,
da. And Amy's is, hold on. Amy's is 13 as well.
Sorry, I unfortunately, you guys did that thing that GMs hate when you do, and you throw something at them they had no plans for.
Yep.
Hey.
Messing with game mechanics on the fly.
Yeah, ow. So now I've got to do things I wasn't planning on doing.
Put my hand on the desk.
Oh, no, it was great. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
No, you guys can't see it. I can't. I don't like that.
Oh, you're still logged in as GM, aren't you?
I am still logged in as GM.
You better not be rolling something for me, CJ.
You should probably log out.
Okay.
My bad. Just for
I know. Rejoin as player. I didn't mean stay logged in as GM. I apologize.
It's okay. I know you didn't.
You are not rolling anything right now, Rachel.
I guess. Okay.
You're just having stuff done to you. I don't know.
What else is new?
Right.
Yeah. As you guys are basically attempting to put on a display, cutting yourself open, getting yourself healed back up, you notice that the researchers in the room have gathered around, and all of the sudden, you can't move.
Well,
and you notice that networks of glowing bluish white energy have snapped around you, kind of like entangling vines.
Ooh, about that.
And you guys are immobilized presently.
Okay.
And the researchers start to crowd around, start to team lift. And you hear the one that you're talking to. Get these two to an examination room immediately. I'm going to get in touch with the superiors. I would say prep for dissection.
Oh, boy.
Boy. This is so busy.
Consequences, what are those?
Oh, now Felix is still in my bed.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help it.
You can have it. Thanks.
Fun.
I feel like Sylvia's gonna get a phone call. Yes,
did this one on purpose, guys.
I get to dissect people.
Hey,
hopefully
that's a thing. Hopefully.
You have a PhD in thought engineering, not in biology.
Oh, that's what a bitch. Open.
Also, glad. I expected Dale to push back on that one a little bit more.
Nope.
So yeah, that's Ed's RC.
Hey, look at that.
Dancing.
Jesus Christ.
Find out what happens more next time on the Maniple.
Ouch.
This is not good.
This took a left turn.
Nope, took exactly the turn that I meant it to take.
That you wanted, not the GM.
I did this on purpose. Cause...
Is Fraggle going to have to bust in and save you?
Good luck. I have a feeling that a more scholarly approach to things may be needed. So, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. I really appreciate it. One of these days, I'll stop putting my character into mortal danger.
Lies.
Yeah. Lies. This is kind of what I do.
I'm not holding my breath for that one.
If you want to get in touch with us, you can do so. geekioshow@gmail.com. Facebook, Twitter, all the places are geekioshow. The shade.
Where is it at?
Right here.
Dale, you need to keep that card. But it's now an official Geek.io prop.
If you want to support the show and everything that we do on the Geek.io Network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io. If you want to chat with us, you can do so there too. geek-io.net/discord. And if you shop on Amazon, and let's face it, who doesn't, including in Canada and United Kingdom, head over to geek-io.net/Amazon. A little bit comes back our way. It doesn't cost you anything extra and helps keep the lights on here at the network. For all of us here, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hi, my name is Walter Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2018, you see how that works?